is Huddersfield's home, 107.9.
Good morning, I'm Stephen Naylor. Tim Starkpulse in Australia with the latest.
Mr. Falconio said he last spoke to his brother about 1 month before he went missing, but that his mother spoke to him a day or two.
Our reporter Tim Starkpulse's been following the case for us in Australia.
A number of police officers shielded Joanne Lees from the mass of photographers as she entered the courthouse before she faced the man charged with Peter Falconio's murder for the first time since July 2001. She sat calmly, wearing a long-sleeve white shirt, black skirt and a hair tied back. She told the court she and her boyfriend were driving along an outback Northern Territory highway when a man in a four-wheel drive urged them to pull over. She said when Peter got out and walked to the back of the van, she heard a bang that sounded like a car backfiring or a gunshot. She then turned around to see the man with the gun. Her arms were then bound, she was punched in the right temple, and a canvas sack was placed over her head. She'll appear again as the hearing continues into day three and may face some cross-examination by the defence. This is Tim Stackpole reporting for Huddersfield Today in Australia.